Bishleimel the Didi Aminim Mishum Hetem Mitzvahli Yisrael. Bishleimel the way I say my svara that I say Hetem Mitzvahli Yisrael. I tell you that's Kegoyin the Nefesh Shechulin. Over here we're talking about that there's more chulin than Issa. There was saw. A saw is a big amount of food, a whole place. A saw is a big warehouse. So what happened here? One kupa, one basket of truma fell into it. See if it goes like he was saying before, hetem safli yisum. So if this basket of tfuah of wheat fell into this big pile of heter, so midiraisa we say chad betrayes botul. So midiraisa now the truma would be botul in this chulun here. So therefore midiraisa it's mutatid it. Mishum the hetem safli yisum. When do I say hetem safli yisum for going to nefisha chulun? This is a teretz. Again, bishtam l'didah minim shunat m'salv yisah gun nefisha chulin. We're talking about over here where there's more chulin. And mashma, when there's more chulin, then the yisah like becomes bata b'rayv. And then you don't say hetem m'salv yisah. Notice like this. The gemaras before, we're talking about spices. Spices is never bata b'rayv. Because spices, they give off tam, so since you always taste it, there it's not bata b'rayv. But now we're talking about tam, a basket full of tfu of wheat. Wheat doesn't give off that much tam. So if it fell into something else, which is chad betray 1 and 2, or else if it's min b'shein amina chad b'shishim, whenever it's bottom midiraisa, so since it's bottom midiraisa, there I do not say hetem staf liyisa. But the question is, elul duff, according to you, the amrit that you say, mishum diika kezayis, b'chei achil pras, that you say the svar is, that if you eat 4 eggs worth of the food, there's 1 kezayis of issa there. So that's what's awesome, is kinafesh chulun mehevei. So I don't care if there's more chulun. Like, so what? Every time you have a kezayis, bichtei achilz pras, there's more heter than issa. Like, every time it's that way. You have 4 eggs worth of food, and only 1 small kezayis is issa. Vice versa, that's part of the chiddush here, that if you have a kezayis issa in an achilz pras, that kezayis is not bottle. So here also it's a shver. Here, since the truma fell into your food, you have to be afraid when you're going to eat your food now, if you eat 4 eggs worth of the food, maybe you'll be eating a kezayis worth of the truma. And that should be yosa midiraisa. Vice versa, on the kezayis mechei achilz pras, if in this whole 4 eggs, you have a kezayis of issa, that's called a chashuv amount of issa, and here it's not bottle. So then why is it muta? So how come we say here shani yoyma? So my answer is, or Malay, he answered back like this. I don't care if there's more chulin. Every kezayis with achilz pras has more chulin. Still, we say since there's a kezayis, a shear of a kezayis there, that's a chash of a shear, which should not be bottle. So Malay, he answered back like this. Hanach letruma bizman azeh. I tell you, this mission now is talking about bizman azeh. After the churban abayis, bizman azeh that drabonin. That truma bizmanezah is only yasim adrabonin. So since truma bizmanezah is only yasim adrabonin, that's what it means bizmanezah we go lakula. Bizmanezah now. That truma is only adrabonin. So over here we say, shani yomer. Again, we're back to the side that when the yisr is only yasim adrabonin, we can say shani yomer. So even though you hold the gezayis with achilz pras is yasim adiraisa, if you have the gezayis in the yisr, it's not bottle. But so what? The whole truma, the whole mokar of the yisr is only midrabonin. Bizman is there, there's no more yisr diraisa. Since it's only yisr midrabonin, that's why it's good we say shan yom. So the kids itself, everything is very good. That we don't have any kashas on Rabbi Yavua. That's Rabbi Yavua says, kol ha-terakul we hold ein heta mitzvah liyisr. It's only by yisur nazir that we say heta mitzvah liyisr. This the Gemara is, omalei abayis. Abayis is back now on Rabbi Yavua. Mimai dahai mishras. How does Rabbi Yehuda know to learn his Yisoid? That he's saying, even though all over, ain't hetem mitzvah liyisa, again, if you eat a chatzi zayis of bread and a chatzi zayis of nevela together, you don't get malchus. Only by nazir, we say the nazir eats his bread, chatzi zayis of bread dipped into the chatzi zayis of wine, if he eats it together, he gets malchus. From the pasuk of Mishras, that we put Mishra to teach us, Hetem Saf Lisa. So by yes, now how do you know that? Mimai Dai Mishra Hetem Saf Lisa the Yasa, Do Malita in Tam Kiku the Yasa. Why don't we dash it for less of a Chiddush? To say the cloud is Tam Kiku.
Let's say you have a tam of iser, or let's say a tam of the wine goes into food, so we should say it's also for nazar tibit, because we say tam kikah. Not out hetem and staff liyisah. Maybe we don't hold from hetem and staff liyisah. But tam kikah, that's another yisoid. That if you have tam of wine in your food, the tam is kikah, so the taste of the wine is considered like the wine is still here, and then if you eat the of it, that's why it's also. So maybe the only pasuk is for tam kikah. Ulabaya mi kora kakashule mai de kamar avim mi become oisav lo kol alan tiyufta kora kakash pakev. Before Abaya was trying to slug up hetem and staff liyisa and hod al omal la nita tam kikar, and now he wants to say a different pshat altogether. So what's it true? Bosa de shoni le omal le. First he answered the questions before. He came to answer true that it could be coming for hetem and staff liyisa. He agrees to that. But now we ask a new question though. How do we know that? Dilma litan tam kikhu di yasa. Maybe come to teach us tam kikha. Litan tanyala, there is a mandiyam like that. That one mandiyam adashim is a pasuk of mishras. You know we need the pasuk mishras for. Litan tam kikha. What does that mean? Shim shoro anovim b'mayim. You soak your grapes in water. V'yesh ben tam yayin. And there's a taste of wine now in this water chayiv. And if you can learn out from this passage of Mishras to say tam is kikar, as if the tam of the wine went into this water, so we say now tam kikar, the whole water has a locha like wine, so if that's the cloud of Mishras, this cloud we can learn out to call Torah Kula. Why? Uma nozir, madach by nozir, sheini suri yisraelam. Usually nozir is not osaleilam, you're only osa for 30 days, not more. V'yeni suri yisra hano. A nazir is allowed to have enjoyment from the wine. He just can't eat it. But there's no yisra hano. V'yesh hetel yisuroi. A nazir, if he wants to go to a chacham and be mata the neder, it's possible to be mata the yisra. Still the Torah says also by tam kikar, the Torah makes this yisra by grapes, by wine, of just the tam of the wine. It's like yikar makes everything awesome. Siv so klaya kerem. If you have food of klai kerem, you grow vegetables together in the kerem near the grapes. That is the new isanal klai kerem. Here she suri yisoylam. Once you have this tfuah that grew near the grapes, they both also teet loylam. The suri yisayano, you can't have enjoyment from it. If you enhetul yisurin, there's no way to make it mutter. Once it was grown together, it stays that way. Sosli yoylam. There's no way to make it better. So for sure, we should say tam tikka. Is ain't a din she yasa by tam kikka? For sure you should say tam kikka. Vua din liyola b'shtayim. And by Orla will be the same aloha in two of these cases at least. Orla, so Rashi learns, Pesha Kuntri, she surah yisano, that Orla, the fruits that grow the first 3 years, you can't have enjoyment from it. And v'yein hetali yisura, there's no way to be matur at Tel Sholish. During those first 3 years, there's no way to make a mutter. True, it's not also liyolam, that's what Rashi learns. But after 3 years, then what grows becomes mutter. But I call upon him, it's asa b'ano b'tzasa, and there's no hetel yisuroi. So for sure there should be a klal of tam kikah. So that's the most kasha now. How do you know mishras comes for hetem instead of yisur? Maybe it comes to teach us the klal of tam kikah. And this the Gemara is going to answer. We'll see tomorrow that Echai Rebavua learns the klal of tam kikah from another pasuk, someplace else. So since we know already tam kikah is someplace else, therefore what do we do with the pasuk for mishras? We use mishras to teach us hetem and staff lisa. This will be tomorrow, Mr. Shem, from where else do you know the cloud of Tom Kicker? You're holding the flamed zayin omer aleph. So again, omulay abaya, the more four lines from the top. Omulay abaya, sabay na vesta kashe batir bavuo. Mimai dahai mishras lite mitzaref leheter mishras leheter mitzaref leyister hudiyosa. How do you know? Like, how does Rabbi Avuah know to say that the postik mishras is coming to teach us this chiddush that by yisurei nozer we say heter is mitzaref leyister? Like we had before, even if you don't need a chatzi zayis of bread and a chatzi zayis of wine, yichayif. How do you know that? Dilma lite in tam kikah hudiyosa. Maybe the pasuk of Mishras comes to teach us the chiddush that you say tam kikah, like we'll soon see what the case is. So first the Gemara asks, Ulabai, like what's going on with you, Abaya? Mikora kokashalei maidikom ravdimi. Before Abaye had a kasha on ravdimi, like what did you say had to mitzaref liyisur? Is only by yisurei nozir and not by yodi yisurim. We wanted to bring a proof. You even said by yodi yisurim also. Or the kavoyse b'le kolal into yufta. And we asked all these questions on that. So hodu amale lita and tam kikar. And now you're asking like it should not even be by nozir hetem etzaref liyisur, but you only want it to be tam kikar. Like what's going on? Like before you were saying that hetem etzaref liyisur applies all over, and now you don't even want it to apply by nozir. So Gemara says yes, that bosa dishonile amale, that after we gave the terutzim before, so we know all over we do not say hetem etzaref liyisur. It was only a question, only by Yisurei Nozir, that if you dash in the Pasuk Mishras, Fehetem and Stav L'Yisum, so you know this Chiddush by Nozir. On this, now Abaye asks back, how do we even know it by Nozir? Dilma maybe, Lita and Tam Kikahu Diyosa. Maybe the Pasuk of Mishras is coming to teach us that you say Tam Kikah by Nozir. Likiratanya, like we learned, and we'll soon see, if you learn it out by Nozir, you learn it out to Kol HaTorah Kula, that you would say Aloch of Tam Kikar. Now Likiratanya, I bring you proof, there's such a Tana that learns like that. There's a Tana that says Mishras, that the Pasuk says by Yisurei Nozir, Mishras Anovim, means what the grapes soak in, like wine is also. So what's the extra word of Mishras? So we dash when it comes to teach us, Litein Tam Kikar. It comes to teach us a chiddush of tam is kikar. What does that mean? Shem shoro anovim b'mayim. If you soak your grapes in wine, v'yesh bem tam yayin. Now the grapes give off a taste into the water, even though in the water itself there are no grapes. Soon you're going to take out all the grapes. The only thing that's left over in the water is the tam. This water now tastes like wine. So chayiv, it's also for a nozir to drink this water now. Now this is the aside of tam kikar. If there wouldn't be a loch of tam kikar, I would say this water is mutter for the nozir to drink, because in the water itself there's no anovim, there's no grapes. The grapes are taken out. All that's left over is just the taste, the tam. So one svar is tam should not be midiraisa. That means tam is nothing. It's dissolved. It gets bottled. It's bottled right the tam. So tam should not be also. That's the chiddush here. No, we say tam is kikar. That since you could taste it, we consider it like the ikar is still there, as if the grapes are still there. So kol zaman you taste the grapes in the water, we consider as if the grapes are still here, and that's why you chayiv. So now when you chayiv for drinking even a kezayis worth of this water, you chayiv. Not because of hetem mitzaref liyisur. It's because since the tam of the grapes went into the water, and now you taste the grapes, that's called tam kikar. It's considered like the whole water changed over to be like grapes. So if you drink either machlekes, whether it was a kezayis, or whether you need a revius of the yayin, but now if you drink a revius or a kezayis of this water, you chayiv. Nothing to do with hetem mitzaref liyisur. There's no heta here. If you say tam kikar, that means since the taste of the grapes went into this water, and any part of the water now you taste the grapes, so the whole water has a loch like grapes. So you see, you need the Pasuk Mishras to teach us tam kikar. Now tam kikar is less of a chiddush than hetem mitzaref liyisur. Because tam kikar says the whole thing becomes also. So it's good. If you drink now a kezayis of it, you're chayiv. Whereas hetem mitzaref liyisur, that was before, that's where you can't say tam kikar. That's where you have bread, and you soak the bread in wine, and eating the bread and the wine. So part of it is wine, part of it is bread. That was a chiddush, and even though from the wine, you only have a chatzi zayis, and the other half a kezayis comes from the bread, that was another chiddush that you say, heter is mitzaref liyisur. We can use both together to make up the kezayis, the Heter and the Yisra. So now the kashra is, how do we know that? Maybe the whole Pasuk of Mishras is only coming to teach us the Yisrael of Tam Kikar. Like there's a price here. There's a price of the Tana that says like that. That the Pasuk Mishras comes to teach us Tam is Kikar. And this price ends off and says that if that's shot in this Pasuk, Umikana todan kol isurin shebatera. From the Isur of Nazir, you can learn out for kol haTorah kula. All of these surim we learn out from Nazir that it has this chiddush of tam kicker. How did we learn it out? Oma Nazir sheni suri yisraelam. The Isur of a Nazir is not forever. A stam Nazir is only for 30 days, or as long as you want to make it. But there is a time when it becomes mutter. V'yeni suri yisahano. There's no yisahano for a Nazir. A Nazir is allowed to have enjoyment from yayin. He's just not allowed to drink it or eat it. But there's no istahano, that there's a law that you can make an eruv for a nazir, even though you're using wine for the eruv. It's mutter to have hano, enjoyment, from the wine. So by a nazir, there's no istahano. And also, v'yesh heteli yisurai. It's possible to be matter the yisur right now. You could go to a chacham to be matter the yisur neder, to take off the yisur nazir. Still, we say what? Also, by Tam Kikker, the Torah says the Chiddush here of Tam is Kikker. If so, Klai HaKerem. When you plant Klaim in the Kerem by the vineyards, you plant your vegetables with the vine. So comes Klai HaKerem. Here, she Yisura Nisraelim. It's also Leilam Voed. It always remains also. The Yisura Nisrahano. The Torah says you can't have enjoyment from Klai HaKerem. Not only can't you eat it, you can't even burn it and have enjoyment from it. V'yein hetel yisuron. There's no way to be matter it. Once it was grown together, this issa remains li'olam. You can never take off the issa. If so, since the yisurim of Klai HaKerem is so much more stricter than nozir, is it's a svara, einor din, isn't like a svara, kabuchayma, she'yasa boitam kikam. That for sure by yisurim of Klai HaKerem, there should also be the aloch of tam kikam. Let's say you have these grapes that have the Issa Klai HaKerem on it, and these grapes will be soaking in water, and it'll give off the taste, the time into the water, that now this water tastes like grapes, like wine. You'll be either, it'll be the Issa Klai HaKerem, that Maduch by Nozir has the Issa Tam Kikker, for sure Klai HaKerem. Now, V'hu Adin Li Orla B'Shtayim, the same thing, the Issa Orla, that's the fruits that grow the first 3 years of the tree, that it's also, so it's only b'tu, not in all three. So shalom, why it's only two? Orla is also b'hano, and Orla is not a nisraelam. No, well, that's the shalom, what's missing. Rashi learns it is a nisraelam. These 3 years, the parents that grow then are also l'elam. Just as called yes hetel yisurai, that after 3 years, then the fruits that grow after the first 3 years become mutter. Sakoparam, it only has one kula orla, but the other two ways, it's more stricter than nazir, that the isa orla is also b'hano, and once the fruits grew during the first 3 years, they're also li'olam, there's no way to be matter it. So for sure we should say tam kikar by isa orla, just like we say it by isuri nazir. So this is the question on Avua before. Why does he use the Pasuk Mishras to teach us this tremendous chiddush of Heta Mitzdarf Le'Yisra? Why doesn't he only use it for the halach of Tam Kikah? Gemara says, Omale Yehuma Rabbonin. I'll tell you, this price that it says the word Mishras is for Tam Kikah goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. But Rabbi Avua, Ki Komal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Avua goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that he learns from someplace else that we say Tam is Kikah. Therefore, what do we need the Pasuk Mishras by Nazir, that's to teach us this bigger chiddush of Heter is Mitztarf L'Yisra. So Gemara asks now, hi Rabbi Akiva, where is this Rabbi Akiva that says you say Tam Kikah? Ilay Mo Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say Rabbi Akiva for now, Mishnah, to tonight, it says now Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, right there. Afilu Shara Pita B'Yayin, even if you just soak your bread in wine, V'yesh B'Kedei L'Tzarif, Kizayis Chayiv. And you have there the shear to put together the bread and the wine together, yichayi for this. So the Havamina is, Rabbi Kiva says clearly here, heta mitztarf liyisa. Rabbi Kiva is saying, like we learned before in the Mishnah, if you have this piece of bread, that the piece of bread by itself is only yichatzi zayis. And you soak it into wine, the wine is also only yichatzi zayis. If you eat it together, yichayi. Why? You don't have a kezayis of the Issa. You do not have a kezayis of the Yayin. So you see, Rabbi Kiva holds the Chiddush of Heter is mitzvah li Issa. So Rabbi Yavu is coming to explain Rabbi Akiva. Like we'll soon see, Rabbi Kiva obviously learns other places Tam Kikur, and therefore uses the pasuk by Nazir of Mishras to Heter mitzvah li Issa. So I'll call upon him in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, this Yisoid of Heter is mitzvah li Issa. So Gemara says no. Umimai, who tells you that? Dilma, maybe, who diiko kezayis b'yena? Maybe we're talking about that you're eating now a kezayis worth of the wine. True, you're soaking your bread into wine, but you know how much wine got dissolved in your bread? Maybe a kezayis worth of the wine. V'chitain, if so, my lamemri, ask me the question, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva then? Like pshita, like forget about the bread here. If you're telling me now you have a kezayis of wine, so pshita yechayev for the kezayis of the wine. So Gemara says no. Maybe the whole chiddush of Rabbi Kiva is le'afuke netana kama. He's going against the Tana Kama. The Yomarachi yishter revius yayin. The Tana Kama said that by wine, since it's a liquid, by liquid you only chayev if you drink a revius. It's not enough to drink a kezayis the size of an aleph worth of the wine. But you have to drink a revius halug, a naked half worth of the wine. That's what the Tana Kama says. You have to drink a revius of the yayin to get malchus. And on this, Rabbi Kiva comes to argue and says, no, you do not have to drink a lug, a revius worth of wine. It's enough just to drink a kezayis worth of the wine. But maybe that you soak your bread is labdavki, you don't need the bread there. We're talking about maybe that the wine itself has the kezayis worth of the wine. So therefore, from our mission alone, it could be there's no proof that Rabbi Kiva holds hetiz mitzaref liyisa. So again, we have the question, why does Rabbi Yehua say it? Why doesn't he just say the pasuk is for Tam Kika? So Gemara says, Elo Rabbi Kiva the Braisa. What he meant to say is the Rabbi Kiva and the Braisa. The Tanya would read like this. Rabbi Akiva Vayimah, Rabbi Kiva says, Nazir Shashara Pita V'yayin, if a Nazir soaks his bread in wine, V'yocha Kzayis Mipas, U'miyayin, here it says clearly, that he ate the kezayis of what? Of bread and wine together. Mashma, the kezayis consisted of half bread and half wine. It says clearly here, V'ochal kezayis mipasu miyayin chayiv. So you see clearly where Rabbi Kiva holds, this you say that heter is mitzvah liyisa. Even though the wine by itself is not the size of the kezayis, you need the bread to add onto it to make it the size of the kezayis. That's the chiddush of heter is mitzvah liyisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, that he explains that from the pasuk Mishras we learn that heter mitzvah liyisa. He's like coming to explain Rabbi Akiva. He's saying how Rabbi Akiva knew this chiddush. He knows it from the pasuk Mishras. So this the Gemara is though. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Avi de Rav Ashi. Rabbi Akiva de kol mukim lei lahai b'chol Mishras. Lehetim itzav liyisa. True, you're right what you're saying. You're right that Rabbi Kiva holds hetis mitzav liyisa. And it's true, how would you know it? Only because of this pasuk Mishras. So I agree to you, Rabbi Kiva uses this pasuk of Mishras to teach me heter is mitzav liyisa. That you don't need a complete kezayis of the wine. It's enough if you eat your bread and your wine together. And together it's a kezayis for that yichayit. But the Gemara asks though, Lita in Tam Kikim in Ole. But how does Rabbi Kiva know the first Yisoid of Tam Kikah? Like that was the original question, that it's more, if you only have one Pusik, there's more of a Svara to say the Chiddush of Tam Kikah than to say the Chiddush of Hetem Mitzvah Yisa. Because Tam Kikah, that's understandable. If the Tam goes into the Chafetz, and the whole water now tastes like wine, so it has the same wine. So therefore, if you drink the kezayis of the wine, that's why you chayiv. But if you don't have a pasuk for Tam Kikah, you should not put the pasuk straight for the chiddush of Hetem Tzav Liyisa. Because that's a much bigger chiddush. Because l'maisa, you're not drinking a kezayis of wine. You need the bread to be mashlam, teared onto the shear. So that's a bigger chiddush. So the Chur, if Rabbi Kiva uses this pasuk for Mishras, for Hetem Tzav Liyisa, where does he know the first chiddush of Tam Kikah? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Yalef mi Basa b'cholof. Rabbi Kiva learns it out from the Yisrael of Basa b'cholof. Lav tam b'yalmu, whenever you cook up meat and milk together, we know you're not allowed to eat it. What's wrong? If you take this piece of meat now, there's no milk inside the meat. After you cook it up together, now you take out the piece of meat and wash it off, there's no more milk on the meat. And still it's us to eat this milk, the meat. Why? Lav tam b'yamu. Only because the tam, the taste of the milk, went into the meat. V'yosar. And therefore the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat anymore. Is therefore hachinam iloshino. So Rabbi Akiva learns out from the yis of basa b'cholov, all over that you say, heter, tam kiko. Just like you see this piece of meat is also to eat, because it has the taste of milk inside it. Huadin, if the taste of meat goes into the milk, it's also now to drink the milk, even though there's no meat inside the milk. It's only the taste, the tam. So you see, by basal cholov, tam is kikah. The Gemara says now, for Rabbonin, mi basal cholov legamrinim, Sechur was saying now that the Rabbonin, they learn out the aside of tam kikah from Nishras, from Nazir. So the question is, why don't they also agree to Rabbi Akiva learn out tam kikah from basal b'cholov? Like, why doesn't the Rabban learn out from there also? So I'll answer you, they hold to chiddishu, that basal b'cholov is a tremendous chiddish, and you can't learn out from there to all over. So Gemara asks, my chiddusha, what's such a great chiddish, what's so special about basal b'cholov? Ilayim, if you want to tell me, the ha'iluchud of ha'iluchud ishari, each one separately is mutter. You're allowed to drink milk, you're allowed to eat meat. But you put the two together, they become also. So maybe that's a tremendous chiddush here. So Gemara says, no. Klayim nami, I tell you the same thing by klayim. Hai l'chud isharim, hai l'chud ishari. Keep your vegetables by itself, it's mutter. To plant the vines, the grapes by itself, it's mutter. When you come now and plant the vegetables in the vines, then they become also. So you see already something like that, the Torah says, even though separately they're mutter, but when you put two things together, it's possible to become also. So that can't be like a tremendous chiddush of basa b'cholov. So Gemara says, Ella, the chiddush is like this. Ella, we know the locher is the Torah le kula yoima b'chal b'shori. If you stam let your milk soak, you let your meat soak in the milk, midirais it's mutter. Umavashu le bishula yasa. But if you go cook it up for 1 minute, it becomes asa. Like that's exactly kosev. Loisavasho gedi b'chelavimoi. You can't cook the meat and milk together. It's only asa if you cook it midiraisa. Midiraisa, if it's not cooked together, even though they soak together, it's muti midiraisa. Havada midirabonin, it's asa. Lakopon midiraisa, that's the chiddush. Now what should be the difference whether you just soak it together, that it's muti midiraisa? But if you cook it together, it becomes asa. So the kitzah, this halacha of basa b'cholov, is considered a chiddush, something special, and therefore we can't learn out other halachas from basa b'cholov. So Gemara says true, even Rabbi Akiva Nami, basa b'cholov chiddushu. Saka true, Rabbi Akiva does not learn out from basa b'cholov all over the Tam Kikah. Because I'll tell you, he also agrees that basa b'cholov is considered a chiddush. So we can't learn out to other places.